Welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author Dr. John Kimball. The Minister's Friend is a podcast helping pastors and other church workers navigate the challenges of leading the flock. John has been a church planter, a local church pastor, a seminary professor, and a denominational leader. He coaches and mentors pastors and missionaries around the world. Drawing on over 30 years of experience in local, regional, and national ministry, John and some of his colleagues provide practical guidance on the topics you request. We are so glad you've joined us. And now, here's our host, Pastor John.
Thank you, Anna. Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Minister's Friend podcast. We've got some great series for you in the coming months. We're going to be talking with church security expert Jason White about how do we protect our flocks and secure our church properties. We have a special roundtable discussion coming up on spiritual warfare and how to address it. And we'll continue our 2020 emphasis on effectively reaching youth for Jesus with my friend Dan Bohl, Director of Alliance Youth for the Christian and Missionary Alliance. Today, however, I want to do a special episode to address a question that keeps coming up. In this year of COVID-19, inner-city unrest, volatile politics, and more, we've seen the local church step up and do ministry in new and innovative ways. There are groups addressing racial injustice. There are whole movements taking care of people's needs who've lost their jobs in this economy. And there are literal revivals happening all over the country as the gospel is not just preached but demonstrated among desperate people. But there seems to remain a malaise among American Christians, and way too many seem to still be distracted and fearful. Why aren't more Christians today praising and thanking God for all He is clearly doing during these unprecedented times? In one way or another, I've been asked that question several times in the last 3 weeks, and it reminded me of the message that I'm posting for you today. This message, the Prayer of Thanksgiving, was from late 2017 as part of a larger series. What you'll hear today is just the introduction, but it provides a timely insight into the answer to our question.
A scripture for the message today is coming out of Luke chapter 10, 17 through 24. Mm-hmm. The 72 returned with joy and said, "Lord, even the demons submit to us in your name." He replied, "I saw Satan fall like lightning from heaven. I have given you authority to trample on the snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. However, do not rejoice that the spirits submit to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." At that time, Jesus, full of joy through the Holy Spirit, said, "I praise you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, because you have hidden these things from the wise and learned and revealed them to little children. Yes, Father, for this is what you were pleased to do. All things have been committed to me by my Father. No one knows who the Son is except the Father, and no one knows who the Father is except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal him." Then he turned to his disciples and said privately, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings wanted to see what you see, but did not see it, and to hear what you hear, but did not hear it."
Have you ever been in a situation where you want to give thanks to God, but the words "thank you" just seem inadequate? Yeah. I think as our story unfolds, the disciples were getting there. They were beginning to see that this thing, that this mission that Jesus had them on, was a whole lot bigger than they expected. And they were wowed by it. If you were to look at Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 16,
you would see that the context of Jesus' prayer that we're going to look at today, his prayer of thanksgiving, the context is the kingdom mission of God. And I would suggest that as you look at the scriptures, there's a lot of thanksgiving you see all through the scriptures, a lot of thanksgiving. But if you take time to sit down and catalog it, what you're going to find is the majority of the thanksgiving, particularly the prayers and praises of thanksgiving that we see throughout the scriptures, they always seem to be tied to the kingdom mission of God. People who were blind, who are able to see because the rule and reign of Jesus, the kingdom, the dominion of Jesus has now invaded their life and set them free. People who were in bondage to the demonic, who are released because the kingdom of Jesus, the rule and reign of God through Jesus Christ, has invaded humanity and has set them free. Those who were ill or injured, those who were ridiculed and belittled, those who had chosen previously an ungodly way of life and were being judged by the religious people, the rule and reign of King Jesus comes in with the words, "Neither do I condemn you. Now go and leave your life of sin." And the response, like the woman at Simon's house that Michael was talking about earlier, is one of overwhelming gratitude, where she can do nothing more than to fall at Jesus' feet, heaving great tears of relief, honestly, and gratitude, because he, the rabbi, and arguably she probably didn't understand yet that he was the Son of God, but this great rabbi would release her in forgiveness, and all she could do was wash his feet with her tears and wipe them dry with her hair. And friends, religious people never understand that. But sinners who have experienced the grace of God always do. The context of gratitude is the results of the kingdom mission. We see three things by way of introduction from Luke chapter 10, verses 1 through 16. Number one, kingdom mission is done by everyone. I love the fact that when Jesus sends people out for this first time to actually go on mission and to do what he has called them to do, he doesn't just send the apostles, he doesn't just send the leaders, but he also sends the wider audience, the 72. They are invited and they are given the authority that the apostles have been given to go out and do Jesus' mission. So point number one is that this kingdom mission is done by everyone, not just the super saints. Number two, we see that the kingdom mission is propelled by prayer. One of the first things Jesus says is, the harvest, oh my goodness, it's plentiful. But how many of you can finish that sentence for him? The laborers are few. The number of people to actually bring in the harvest is few. So he says, go out and recruit as many laborers as you can, right? Isn't that what he says? No, that's not what he says. He says, pray to the Lord of the harvest that he will raise up laborers. We want God's laborers, not just those that we would select. So the kingdom mission is propelled by prayer. We ask the Lord for laborers. The assumption is that more laborers will lead to a greater harvest. Praise Jesus. And the third point we see is that the kingdom mission is guaranteed by God's sovereignty. He is the Lord of the harvest. He provides the labor force. He is the one who opens up and changes people's hearts. And this is the thing I think, in many cases, this is kind of dangerous for me to say this, but I'm going to say it anyway. I think this is what the American church does not understand. I think that we have so systematized church in the United States today that we have a methodology for everything. And we have bypassed the fact that it is only the Holy Spirit that can change a heart, not a methodology. And so this kingdom mission is guaranteed not by how good a method we've got or a strategy we've got, but by the fact that God's in control. He's sovereign. God's in charge. And this, friends, these three points are the context of Jesus' prayer of thanksgiving. Let's pray.
The experience and prayer of gratitude, the expressions of thanksgiving that we see throughout the New Testament, these are all tied to the kingdom mission of God. As God extends his rule and reign, especially through Jesus and his followers, there is overwhelming gratitude, praise, and even worship. I believe the reason so many American Christians today do not appear to be thankful is that they're holed up in their houses and not actively participating in the kingdom mission of our God. Those of us who are seeing God's unprecedented response to these unprecedented times are filled with thanksgiving. There's a volatility in our world, yes, but God is also moving today in ways that we never dreamed possible. Where evil abounds, God's grace abounds all the more, Romans 5, verse 20. Oh, friend, if you're dealing with fear, numbness, or even depression in these days, can I encourage you to get out of your house and get on mission with Jesus? Take the appropriate health precautions, yes, but do it. Let him use you. Connect with others who are actively changing people's lives through kingdom ministry and watch what happens in your own heart. You'll find that the excitement of what our God is doing far outmatches the peril that you see on the news every single day. Really, it's true. We are so grateful that you are in our audience. The Minister's Friend podcast exists to help pastors and other church leaders like you lead their congregations well. And as we've been saying for the last few weeks, to that end, we have recently added a very special 12-episode package to our roster, Your Church and the Law. In it, we address the most significant legal issues facing local churches today with pastor and attorney Dave Bedanza. It's available on all the major podcast platforms, including both Apple and Android. Subscribe to The Minister's Friend today, and you'll have access to the whole package. I'm so glad that you were with us for today's episode. I hope that it was helpful to you. Get out there and get on mission with God. And thank you for joining us here on The Minister's Friend podcast. Let's do this again real soon.
You've been listening to the Minister's Friend podcast with pastor and author John Kimball. Be sure to check out today's show notes for additional tools, resources, and information. If today's episode has been helpful to you, let us know. You can shoot us an email at podcast@johnrkimball.com. That's podcast@johnrkimball.com. You can also leave a note on our Facebook page. These are also the best ways to suggest topics for future shows. We want to hear from you. And please tell your friends about us. Until next time, may God bless you and your ministry with great fruit for His kingdom. Bye!